From Polycast, the official podcast of a Bolton Civilization site at apolton.net. Cut. Snippets of what did not make it into the final episode for episode 11. So he went to all the effort to power down his main machine and fire up his laptop, or was it the other way around? I don't remember.
This is a laptop, and it's actually working now. It's not all half broken. I don't know why, how that is, but maybe it dried out enough.
What happened to it?
I think I spilled something on it or something. That's why it stopped working.
It was just all of a sudden I hear this swear word. It's like, whoa.
Swear words happen.
But not on this show. This is a family show.
Unless you're in and you hit mute and think no one can hear you.
Ah, the bloopers. Volume 2.
Did listen to that the other day. Now everybody gets to hear me not say philosophical.
And all of my problems trying to introduce, I don't know, was the senator of the modcast there, those number of takes I did last time.
And of course, the Canadian moments.
Oh, yes, no, you go ahead.
No, oh, you. No, you.
Aw. And then, of course, there's the gas blooper.
That's probably going to generate the most laughter knowing our audience.
Yes, who knew they were that sophisticated? Oh.
Turned down, were you?
No, I actually didn't ask yet, but... Comment, now we have more moderators than active threads. Have fun at the recording session. In connection with a criminal case filed by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office and a civil probe by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Now, of course, I read this and I went, disgorgement? What? It is a repayment of ill-gotten gains, ooh, that is imposed on wrongdoers by the courts. In other words, funds that were received through illegal or unethical business practices are disgorged or paid back with interest to those affected by the action.
Yay for strange legal terms?
I mean, this $7.3 million that Bryant himself had to pay, how much does he really have? I mean, is that like paying a fine of $10 for the average person? Maybe I should, since I brought it up, but hey now.
Yeah, really.
So, typically, I guess, usually if there was a movement like this, there might be a movement from, say, a single investor or two who maybe combined own 10% of a company, and then they say, here, let's have a vote for someone to replace these individuals with. Here's my candidate for chief executive officer, chief financial officer, and then all the stockholders vote for their favorite candidates. But the group says that they're not going to do that, although I don't really think they need to. I just like being different. Because I think with the Walk of Game, you've got, what's the name of the first guy they inducted there? The Nintendo creator.
Shigeru, I'm not going to try his last name.
Nakasori, something like
that? No.
He just died recently. Anyway.
Miyamoto.
Anyway.
I think.
People know who we're talking about. He was inducted, and then Sid was second. And I think Will Wright is on there. Sean Carmack on there. But, I mean, there's always room to add more people in later years. Oh, because there's some... I remember seeing some clip of, some very young kid playing, some first-person shooter, and he had the microphone on, and he was just cursing and swearing at his mother that you can hear in the background, and he's yelling, like, make me a sandwich! Or, this is crap! It's like, oh my word.
Yeah, that's why I stick with the Bolton. I don't want to play with those people.
So I don't really see, for me anyway, maybe that didn't seem to be enough to switch. And as Butter also asked, like, what kind of future will fan sites have? Now that we will be competing with Microsoft, well, you could already say that we are competing with Microsoft, but I think it's just, as I said before, kind of a supplemental service and an alternate service, and you certainly don't have to choose between the two. The previous games in this series had this, but I feel Civ 4 takes us to the extreme. Or whatever, as he is now known. Doesn't anyone want to... And that's that topic?
Yeah, I'm thinking so.
I think? Okay.
No need ending there, buddy. If yourself all the wonders and all the technologies... And...
Uh-huh. Say hello to my little friend. Without mods. Because there might be mods out there, you know. And there are. I think there are mods out there, right? From what I hear. Oh, wait, there's just a Canada mod. That's true. That does exist. I know that.
There used to be double unbalanced because on higher games, on slower game speeds, Rush Spine was overpaired. So you could be overpaired and then extra overpaired if Queen won. It was good.
I will gladly take news.
What do you think I'm going to take?
I don't know. Are you going to cheat on the modcast?
No.
Senate? Oh. For example, I mentioned $11 billion in value. So with that 28 being British, that's of whom one exceeds $11 billion U.S. in value. Now, there's a pattern. As I go down the list, not only for Canada, there's 23, so there's five less. There's five less billionaires in total. But this value also keeps going down. Because with the 23 that are Canadian, only one exceeds $7.9 billion. For the Australians, only one exceeds 4.6. In the Dutch, only one exceeds 3.8. And for New Zealand, only one exceeds 2. There you go. Oh, and I also had a brief look at ages. Only three billionaires are under 30. And all three of those that are in their 20s inherited money. Then what I did for other nations, I looked at the hosts that we have had in the past or have here at present, and I looked up those who held those citizenships, and then I also looked at who the top person was in each nation and what their net worth was. There are 28 on that list that are British, or 3.1%, 23, or 2.6%, that are Canadian, 12 are Australian, or 1.3%, 4 or 0.45% are Dutch, and for New Zealand, 3 or 0.33% of the list.
New Zealand is poor billionaires.
Yes. Now, it's true, to be fair, that I didn't take this into consideration, but when we're looking at total numbers of people, another factor, of course, to look at is total population. Like, for example, Canada has about a tenth the population that the United States does. Comparably, then, it might not be so far off, but anyway.
New Zealand's about a fifth the population of Australia, so we've got, must have many more billionaires per capita.
And, of course, who was number one on the list? Mr. Gates. Surprise. I read your PMs. No, I don't.
What? What PMs?
Copyright 2007, a Bolton Civilization site at apolton.net.